let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. I'm here for The Bath by Peter Rolita presents a look into the support of hospice patients and their families from the perspective of a hospice aide who provides hands-on bedside care. I'm here for The Bath looks inside the world of hospice care and brings the topic of end-of-life care to the table in a way that inspires, supports, and informs anyone, particularly those facing such end-of-life issues. Peter began attending services at Foothill Center for Spiritual Living in Auburn, California in July of 2017, completed his studies, and was himself licensed as a religious science certified practitioner. Peter has worked in healthcare for over 30 years, has certifications in the state of California. Now, Peter considers himself a caregiver, has embraced opportunities to be at the bedside in a variety of private homes, hospitals, and nursing homes. He's been employed as a hospice aide at Kaiser Permanente for over 20 years. He completed his associate degree from American River College in 1997, also earned a certificate of completion from their gerontology program. He's a member of the LGBTQ community and has served his community volunteering as a board member for a variety of organizations. Peter shares a currently a home in Carmichael, California with his lifelong friend Emma Blake, who chose the illustrations for I'm Here for the Bath. And Peter Rolita, author of I'm Here for the Bath, our guest on This Week in America. Peter, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It is going to be a fascinating conversation, such a very important topic, and you bring a really unique perspective to this topic. I'm looking forward to our conversation. Let's go back to where I think maybe this whole idea began for you. You talk in your book that you were meeting with a social worker friend, Sue, and you were depressed about the healthcare books that you're reading. And it's like, why can't some of these be a little more realistic and uplifting? And she challenged you, I guess, what at that point to, you know what you're talking about, write your own book. Is that where this idea for I'm Here for the Bath came from?
Yes, it did. And I haven't seen a lot of books around hospice that are written by caregivers, by aides. And I wanted to add that to what's going on. There's a lot of wonderful material coming out about hospice and end of life. And I really wanted to contribute to that and add my take on it.
And this is a unique perspective. Talk about that, because so many of the books out there have sort of a negative side. It's death. Many of us understand death. We don't want to face death. You have a unique perspective. You even bring humor into this, and you bring such a very positive message. Talk about this approach you're taking, because it is different than the others.
Well, when you come into a home, people are doing life, and they're able to incorporate the process of dying into their everyday life. And everybody does it differently. And you go into the home, you never know how people are handling things. And so you really participate with them in the process. And that's the perspective I wanted to give. A lot of the books focus on what went wrong, what happened that wasn't okay. And my focus is more on kind of normalizing the process of end of life and how people are dealing with it, and to support others in realizing that this is a normal part of life and that we're all going to be doing it at some point. And the best thing we can do is learn as much about it as possible.
Peter's book is I'm Here for the Bath. Peter Rolita on the book. The author's name is P.E. Rolita, R-O-L-I-T-A. His website, peterrolita.com. Book available at Amazon, of course, all the usual places, information, and you can order the book at his website and link onto that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One of the chapters in the book is your first day on the job. And for many people, this might have been their last day on the job. Talk about that, what you went through and where this desire to serve people came from, that you just continued on the job and helping people.
Well, I was working at a nursing home right around the time that home health agencies started to spring up. And one of the nurses that I was working with asked me if I wanted to come to work at this agency that she was working at, and for a little extra money and for some experience in a new way of being a caregiver. So I went out. It was a pretty easy process. And I went out to my first patient. I picked him up after work at the nursing home. And when I got there, I was usually in a facility, always in a facility. When someone is near death, you have other people around you to support the process, and you're not by yourself. But in this case, I was by myself, and this person was not imminent, was not classified as imminent or going to be dying anytime soon. It was going to be a routine visit, but he wound up passing away while I was there. And I was quite overwhelmed by the experience of being with this large family that I didn't know them and know the patient, and supporting them in this process. Fortunately, one of the staff nurses arrived shortly after the patient died and steered me through the process. But I was really done at that point. I said, I can't do this. And I went to leave. I was leaving. And she said, wait, I want to introduce myself. We didn't get a chance to talk. And I said, hi, I quit. And I was just not going to do it. And she said, well, she said, look, don't quit right now. She said, give it a week and see a few more patients and see how you feel. And she kidded me about that for years, saying that she knew that I was a lifer when she met me, but I didn't know it. And so as I began to see more patients and gain more experience being in homes by myself with people and their families, I grew to love it, and I grew to relax into it and embrace it.
How difficult was it for you in the beginning after that day where you basically quit and she talked you into giving this a few more weeks, a few more visits? Obviously, your attitude changed, and you really went in and put your arms around what you were able to do and help people, quite literally in some cases. What was that transition like for you for the first couple of weeks when you decided, I can really make a difference here?
Well, I'm a pretty social person, and I enjoy meeting people. And once I got past the circumstances of how I was meeting them, and going into their homes, I began to realize that I could interact with them in a very real way and meet them where they were. And so I began to enjoy it. And I began to get some kind of fulfillment or satisfaction from the visits, and realize that I was doing something that really mattered. And that was a great it was wonderful to realize that I was really making a difference in people's lives.
Peter Rolita, our guest on the program. The name of the book is P.E. Rolita, R-O-L-I-T-A. The book is I'm Here for the Bath. You'll find it wherever books are sold. We'll check on Peter and other social media areas where you can make contact with him as well. His website is peterrolita.com. Book at Amazon, of course, all of the usual places. Peter, who is this book designed for? Who should read I'm Here for the Bath?
Well, I started out just wanting to share my story, and I wanted to honor the people that I had worked with and their families. And then I realized that anyone who's dealing with end-of-life issues would benefit from reading the book, and that's what I started to gear my focus on, is getting it in front of as many people as possible. And recently what's happened is caregivers are people in school learning to be caregivers are starting to read my book, and it gives them a real kind of a leg up on what they're going to be facing. The book is going to be coming out in 5 different translations. It's going to be in the Philippines and Malaysia, in China, in South Korea, and in China. So a lot of caregivers are generated from those countries, and my hope is that it will be used different places where caregivers are trained, and in the United States as well.
Peter Rolita, our guest on the program. The YouTube version you'll find, of course, at YouTube on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The video tab there, you can watch Peter and this interview there. Book available, of course, at all the usual places. What do you hope the takeaway is? What do you hope the reader gets after reading I'm Here for the Bath? There's so many lessons in here. What do you hope that we focus on as readers after we've finished?
Well, I think to realize that there's no wrong way to die, that people are dealing with their end of life process and just supporting them in that. And also for anyone in the family, there's no wrong way to be. You're allowed to have whatever feelings you have. And that's where the real healing and the real completion of the experience comes from, is when the person who's passing away and the people who are left behind can get on the same page. And that's what I think will happen when you read all the different stories. In my book, I go to very, very wealthy families. I go to very, very modest homes, all kinds of circumstances. And in every story, it's a selection of short stories. In every story, there's that thread between each story of how people are accepting and allowing the experience of end of life.
You know, it's interesting because that is a common theme, but the stories are all different. How does that impact you as a caregiver going in? I'm assuming you have to go in and sort of assess the situation before you know quite how to respond.
Well, it's really going in and just being with the whoever is there. And it's never the same. You know, everybody is an individual, and they deal with the experience of end of life in their own way. And that's really the skill, is connecting with that person and the families or whoever's taking care of them, and supporting them in having this transition be, you know, as effortless as possible. And that's really the common thread, is going in and seeing, you know, being aware of where you are, accepting where you are and what that person is doing. People, a lot of, you know, they go through the grief process, they go through denial, they go through all kinds of different anger, they go through all the different stages of the dying process. And when you come in, you just have to you have to see where they are, and then just support them and letting them know that wherever they are, it's okay.
I say caregiver, that's really a caregiver physically and mentally then, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You're going in to do very personal care for people, something that they probably have never had any experience with before. And it's to make it as easy as possible and have them be as comfortable as possible with the process. And you have to realize that the family is also dealing with this person has decreased mobility, and they need more and more care. So it's teaching the families and the people around the patient how to take care of them.
The title of the book is I'm Here for the Bath. The author is P.E. Rolita, Peter Rolita. That's his website as well. Where did the title come from? Explain the title, I'm Here for the Bath.
When you come into a home, when people are admitted to hospice, there's a lot of different staff that come in. Nurses, of course, and social workers and chaplains and volunteers and pharmacists, all kinds of different people that come in. And often people are kind of overwhelmed by the flood of people. And so if you come in and you say, I'm your hospice aide, they really don't know what that is. And it's kind of confusing for them. So I just simplified it. And I always go in and say, my name is Peter and I'm here for the bath. And that just gives them, oh, that's what he's here for. He's not going to draw blood. He's not going to go over my medications. He's not going to ask me about my, resuscitation status. He's here to help me get cleaned up. And so and of course, it's so much more than that when you go in to help people as a caregiver. But that's the opener.
I'm Here for the Bath is the name of Peter's book. His website, peterrolita.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Been doing this now for over 30 years. What impact has this had on you? How inspired, maybe uplifted, have you been by the contact with the patients and maybe even the people who are around the patients?
It has been such a blessing, and I feel so lucky that I was able to find this vocation that means so much to me and that I feel really helps other people so much. I think back over the stories, the stories just flowed out of me when I started writing. And I just revisited all those wonderful people and their families. So it has changed me in my own life when I have people that pass away, or I have people that are ill facing all kinds of different illnesses, I'm able to bring what I've learned into those relationships, my personal relationships, and be of support. And you, so that's what it's really done for me.
And you brought that out in the book, I'm Here for the Beth, sort of this kinder, loving, compassionate Peter that you talk about. We sort of feel the same way. As in fact, when you finish reading, you're thinking, I believe I can handle the situation now. You've given us some great insight. Is that one of the goals of the book, that you make people comfortable with the situation?
Absolutely, because we're all going to deal with this. It's like if you look at your circumstances of your life right now, who is around you? Who do you love? Who do you care for? If they became ill, would you step up and be one of the people that helped take care of them? And how would you handle that? So this is a great gift to give somebody who is facing that kind of issue with someone in their life. It's a great gift to give someone who is chronically ill. It just gives them a leg up on what's coming and how they makes them think about how they want to deal with it.
You've said you've heard it mentioned that we die like we live. Is that true? And explain that.
It is true. It's very true. People who are isolated and don't have a lot of people around them, they find themselves at the end of their life when they need people, really grappling with that and letting people in at the end of their life. Or someone who is very social and loving and has a huge family around them, they want to make the transition as effortless as possible for all those people that they love. And so their focus is on keeping themselves in the best possible state of mind and supporting their families in being having the best possible feeling about what's going on. And story after story, you can read how they come to the place where they're accepting of what's happening. So that's really what you get from the book, is you see, no matter what the circumstances are, there's always I chose stories that were always, or most always, have a positive ending.
Have you seen your share of what you would call miracles, sort of unexplained occurrences that happen? It's a mystery, but you just accept it and go forward. Have you seen that where the inevitable didn't happen as you thought it was going to?
Oh, absolutely. I have two of the stories in my book are about people that went into complete remission and their cancer completely disappeared. And they were discharged from hospice. And it had everything to do with the love they had for each other, or in one case, a man who had love for his wife who passed away for her little dog. And he wanted to be able to take the dog out on the patio. And he just started to get better and better and better. And eventually he got up out of bed. He was walking, stopped his pain medicine, and was declared healed. You know, the doctor said, there is no trace of cancer. So yes, I have seen it. And there is no rhyme or reason or explanation to how this happens for some people and not for others. I think for me, it was a lesson for me to see that anything is possible. And you leave that door open to any kind of possibility in any given situation.
Talk about your life experiences, maybe even before you became a caregiver, that you tap into as you're out working with these people and you're helping them through this transition. Our guest is Peter Rolita. The book is I'm Here for the Bath. And one of the chapters, you come out as a gay man because that's really helped you connect with some people, hasn't it?
It really has. I try to usually keep a professional distance. I tell people about myself, but I don't volunteer the information that I am a member of the LGBT community unless I'm asked or unless I feel moved to. I mention it in one of the stories because it was I took care of a man, and after he died, his wife and I remained friends. And this is before I was working at Kaiser. And he passed away, and I regretted not letting him know that part of myself, a very personal part of myself. And so I wound up being friends with his wife, and I actually took care of her when she died very shortly after he did. And I told her, and she said that, oh, they knew. they figured it out. And they decided that they were going to let me tell them when I was ready.
Yes.
So people are loving, people are kind. And when they're in that kind of a situation with end of life, I find that there's a lot more tolerance than there is, you know, in maybe other areas. I've taken care of people from religions that are, you know, steadfastly against the LGBT lifestyle and embraced me and welcomed me into their home and gratefully accepted the help I had. So it's been really good for me to see that when you get right down to it, we're all the same.
I get the impression, besides being a caregiver, you get something back as well. Talk about what this has done, the impact this has made on you, and continues, I'm sure, over the 30 years that you've been doing this.
Well, I'm approaching retirement shortly, and I have a lot of friends in my personal life that are facing end-of-life issues. And it's been so wonderful for me to have the perspective that I've been gifted with, really, by doing my job, and to bring it into my personal friendships and the personal relationships I have with people around me. I can't put it into words how big an impact this has. I don't know really who I would be if I wasn't a caregiver all these years, if I'd had some other kind of profession.
I know that you get response, excellent reviews to the book, I'm Here for the Bath. You've had some book signings. What is that like when you get feedback from people? What is their response to you and the book and what you do and how important you are to people's lives?
Well, it's still a surprise. I've been out at restaurants and people walk up to me and recognize me. You know, they even know I'm going to be at some kind of a dinner or something, and they bring copies of my book. And then there's a little flurry around me to see, well, who is this guy and what is he signing? And and it's been really rewarding for me. People, I'm always curious. I ask people, what was your favorite story? And why did that story touch you? And, you know, they relate to the story in a very personal way, and it reminds them of something in their own lives, and it maybe clarified something. Maybe they got some insights that they didn't have. So that's really wonderful. And of course, the feedback online that I get, the reviews of my book, it's very, very touching to know that what I tried was aiming for, I accomplished, that people actually are getting what I wanted them to get.
You talk about retirement is soon for you. How difficult will that be for you to walk away, to start the next chapter in your life? Or will you still continue to provide caregiving in maybe some other manner?
Well, I might. I'm not really sure at this point. It's going to be a transition for sure, because this takes up it's a big part of my life. But I know, again, that people deal with this all the time. A lot of my patients were, you know, had careers and that they loved, and they went through the whole transition of finding new interests or working more on themselves or whatever it is they decided to do. And they shared that with me, you know, taking care of people that have been retired for 20 or 30 years. You know, they talk about their job, saying, you know, what I really missed is the interaction with my coworkers. What I really missed was the drive back and forth to work even. And so it just gives me kind of a heads up, like, well, this is what I can expect. Yeah.
I mentioned the book available, of course, Amazon, the usual places. You're on social media as well. How can people follow you?
Well, I do have a Facebook page, and I do have a page for my book, I'm Here for the Bath. So you can always contact me through Facebook is probably the main one. And then on my website, there is also a place where you can write to me and you can ask me questions, you can give me comments, and I will answer you. If you write me there, I will respond to your message.
And the website is very simple. It's PeterRolita, RoLita.com. That's his name. The book is I'm Here for the Bath. The author's name on the book is P.E. Rolita. If you're Googling that, it's at Amazon, the usual places. And of course, you can link on directly to Peter's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Peter, the time has gone by quickly. It's been a pleasure to have you in the program. What a remarkable life that you've led for over 30 years, and a blessing to be there at the end for so many people and family members that you've helped through this transition. Thank you for sharing your stories with us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick. I was happy to be here.
Our guest once again, P.E. Rolita. The book is I'm Here for the Bath. Information at Peter's website, peterrolita.com. Of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.